In the season of Pentecost, we hear stories of miracles demonstrating Jesus' divinity. These stories point us to everlasting hope in the coming kingdom of God, where all God's children are one. The verses preceding this gospel tell us that Jesus had freed a man from a legion of demons. The people in the town drove him away because they feared his powers. So he left and crossed over to Capernaum, where a crowd was waiting to see more miracles, and they did. We may reach the limit of what we can endure in our lifetime. It's called finding yourself at the end of your rope. Such is the story of two people, Jairus and the ailing woman, best known to us as the woman with blood issues. First, let's talk about Jairus. He runs to Jesus as his last resort with desperate pleas. My little girl is at the point of death. Come and heal her so she may live. As a parent, I can tell you that this urgent cry came from his guts. It's one of those times when you feel helpless, you're on fire, and you focus on one thing, survival. Your only hope is a miracle, and you evoke the essence from your guts. Like the psalmist when he prayed, "Out of the depth of my heart, from the bottom of my heart, O Lord, hear my voice and my pleas for mercy." Well, God heard Jairus' prayer, but God has his ways, so the scene changes. God hears another desperate prayer, a silent cry from a woman in the crowd who was also at the end of her rope. Like Jairus, she cannot let this moment pass by, so she makes a deliberate and conscious effort to pass through the thick of the crowd, believing that a touch of Jesus' garment alone could heal her. She prays in hope and instantly received healing. Those two words, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be well," are more than words of hope or courage. They are words of faith. Faith is tapping into grace, an undeserved gift given to us by God. The story is like a dramatic movie. The scene keeps changing. The news that Jairus' little girl's hope of recovery is lost brings Jesus' focus back to Jairus, who was totally in panic at this time. But Jesus calms him down. "Do not fear, only believe." You see, fear creates a distance between us and God. The two stories remind us that Jesus is divine and his authority is beyond sickness and death. We all hope to live full lives, whether we are 12 or 50 years old. We hope to live our full lives. Jairus' 12-year-old daughter was in the prime of her life. For 12 years, another child of God, the woman with the issue of blood, was sick and isolated from society. She was so unimportant in the world's eyes that the scribes didn't bother recording her name. But Jesus restored her shame and dignity and called her daughter. So often our cultures and opinions drive us to shun beloved children of God and unjustly treat them as outcasts, make them feel less human. Until we understand God's ways and we learn to love God's children equally, until the whole human family is welcome in our communities and at the Lord's table, we who are Christ's body fall short of the kingdom of God. My friends, let us pray for God's grace to see the world as God sees it, and for courage to put fear behind us so we can love as we should. May the Lord bless you with new mercies daily, grace, hope, and courage to face every trial, even at the end of your rope.